Podcast Ranger.
Welcome, one and all, to another episode of Extra Extra Cast Ranger.
Hello, everyone. Pinkcaster's not here tonight. I'm Prunkcaster. That means pink drunk caster.
I pitched drink caster, but
allow me.
I think the safety's on.
No, the safety's on. It's not gonna work.
Also, Greencaster's here.
You fucker cut me off. I was about to say, and speaking of extra cast ranger, look who's back. It's Greencaster.
Greencaster introduced me to rum, and oh boy, is it awesome.
Is insane.
Why is the rum almost gone?
Why is the rum almost gone?
I know.
No, he's one of the main casts.
Well,
just
technically,
not on anymore.
If anything, I would be the extra, and he's the OG.
It's true.
Well, but you're part of the main cast now, Gar.
Well, you're more like second gen. Dave was first.
Yeah, Gar's third gen. He's the whole enough cast ranger.
No, that means he's underrated.
I love Hoenn.
That explains a lot, then.
It's not true.
You heard it, lady. You heard it here, ladies and gentlemen. Lane loves a Hoenn.
Let's. All right, guys. Let's drink some news.
Sure.
I'm drinking news right now.
It was St. Patrick's Day this week, so our drunk casters are drunk.
Yep.
This is the first time I've ever been drunk on the show, so fuck you.
Is it?
Yes!
It seems like something we would have done a long time ago.
I'm the green caster!
Paul has been drunk plenty.
Oh, there you go. That's what I'm thinking.
Drunk in his sleep.
Pink caster.
I work full time, brah. Yeah.
Welcome to
the party.
So do the rest of us. Well, except Sal.
I work full time.
Welcome to Gorp.
Okay, cool. Yeah, hey, I gotta get up at like 5 a.m.
That caster's my boss. So it was the caster.
And I handed you your check, in theory.
See, I work full time.
In theory, because you still haven't.
It's true. You left at the office.
He told
Anyways, enough work talk. I'd like to forget that. Moving on. First bit of news, I believe, was something similar.
Well, okay, this isn't news, but I can't think of any other time to bring this up. Okay, so if you don't know, they remade Ben-Hur because why not? It doesn't look good to me. It looks like kind of like 300-y. Basically, what you got to know though is the only really big actor in it is Morgan Freeman. He plays the Middle Eastern guy who gives Ben-Hur the horses.
I saw the thumbnail and it looks like Morgan Freeman is cosplaying Leo from Zoolander.
You fucking asshole! That was what I was going to bring up. Scroll down.
Wait.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why you wanted to mention it.
Oh my god.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like elderly Snoop Dogg.
Savannah Nooja. Morgan Freeman.
Well, so his form would be a penguin then, right?
The penguins make their migration.
No, he'd be Zuo Bat.
Zuo Bat.
So, not news in the slightest, but I can't think of any other place to bring this up. I just saw this picture, yeah. Like, that's Leo.
If you're looking at the video version, you'll be seeing what we're looking at.
I gotta say, the dreadlocks actually suit Morgan Freeman quite
Leo
well.
Leo Freeman. Oh, boy.
Zuo Bat! Cool.
We do apologize if you hear peoples in the background.
Oh, it's just purple and
it's just
cyan.
Purple
cyan caster
in the background.
They're off in the other room being
they're,
the girl.
They're waifuing.
Waifuing hard.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Waifuing? What does that even mean?
Ichi's gonna have a fun night with me.
I thought you were about to say I'm gonna have a fun night with them.
Moving on to the actual news.
Green caster's hugging pink.
I don't need to be drunk to be stupid.
Me. It's like, thank you, Lane. Thank you.
Hey, Paul, Shania Twanger.
Shania Twanger! I'll kill you!
Yeah!
And it's back.
Cast Ranger's back.
Paul has severe PTSD for that.
Like the entire police force.
Alright, next story, let's go.
First actual news story. This is probably the biggest point of discussion for tonight. So,
yes!
Part of the Superhero Year initiative, they announced.
Oh, April Fool's as fuck.
Okay, hold on.
Okay,
Before we should say what it is before we start talking about it.
Okay, let me just say it right now.
Okay, go ahead.
Amazon!
Wait. Amazon's.
Yes. So, they have announced, Toei has announced that they are doing a web miniseries called Kamen Rider Amazons.
Which is April Fool's as fuck.
Yes, it's
we'll
not
get into why in a sec. We'll get into why in a sec.
It's real. And so we don't know if this is a reboot or a continuation of Amazon or something, but we have two new Amazons, Colorado Amazon Omega and Colorado Amazon Alpha. Alpha and Omega.
The red one's Alpha, the green one's Omega.
Yes.
Yeah.
And honestly, my Jalider post has come to life. Because I said, what show or writer would you like to see a reboot of? And I said, Amazon? I got my wish.
So here's the premise.
Still waiting on that Rider-Man movie.
Keep holding your breath.
I know, right?
So here's the premise.
Not for a while.
Comrade Amazon Alpha, the red one, is apparently the one that does not use the Gigi armlet, and is apparently a third as powerful as Amazon, and apparently he's going to die in 3 days if he doesn't get the armlet.
Oh, so they're opposed to each other.
Yes. Meanwhile, Amazon Omega, the green one, is similar to the original Amazon, but more of a Neo-Heiseiized version.
I love it.
I gotta say, I like the designs a lot.
Yeah.
They're okay in different ways.
No, because Omega looks like... he has the colors of Amazon, but he looks like a Neo-Heisei version of Amazon.
Yeah.
And then Alpha, he looks like the original Amazon. He's just more red, and he looks like he's like scratched up and stuff, and he looks awesome.
I feel like Amazon Alpha is what the original Amazon should have looked like, because I never really liked that muddy fucking color scheme.
But no, I'm completely 100% on board with this, and I cannot wait to fucking watch this.
So,
it's going to be awesome.
So
me and Raven are going to start watching the rest of Amazon.
Yeah, we're going to marathon that shit.
Fucking we're hyped for this
show. All 25 episodes.
Here's the kicker, and this is why some of us started talking about this possibly being an April Fool's joke. The series is a 13-episode web series premiering April 1st
on Amazon Prime.
Fuck!
Well, not only that,
I'm like, you fucker.
Think about this. A, it just magically came out of nowhere. It just, like, nothing like this just happens.
You know what? That's cool because Toei is smart and it was just like, you know what?
It's the anniversary.
Well, Amazon...
Are we surprised they're going to be doing a lot of fucking remakes?
But if anything, why Amazon?
Because Amazon
why
was...
Why not V3 first
because
and then
Amazon
They already
underrated.
Did a V3 movie.
Yeah, exactly.
It didn't work.
No, it didn't.
It didn't work.
They're not doing it again.
They already did an Ichigo movie, and we're getting an Ichigo reboot.
Firefly didn't work because it wasn't in vogue.
It's a sequel.
And
you know what I mean, though.
We've seen a trailer for this show, and it looks fucking violent as shit, and I am
Amazon.
So on board for this.
It looks like Amazon.
Yeah. Because you know what? With how people are today, people are like, they're fine with violent movies and gore and all that shit, so... It's okay to release this now.
It's clear that this was meant towards the adult fans.
I'm just gonna laugh my ass off once I find out it's fake.
Yeah, fuck that's you. The thing. With all the material we've seen, I don't think it is an April Fool's joke, but I still kind of hope in the back of my head that it is, just so I can laugh.
And also, if it was done by Toei and it's a miniseries online, why not release it on their YouTube page?
Because Amazon pun.
Because Amazon Prime, because Toei wants to be funded.
Because Amazon's funding it.
That might be it.
There you go.
Maybe that's why this is happening, because Amazon funded
also,
Amazon.
Also, Amazon.
How many more times will we say Amazon this episode?
No, Amazon Alpha.
Anthony, if you're doing the video version, do a count. Count how many times we say Amazon.
Amazon Alpha is played by the... Gogo Blue from QQ Sentai Gogo 5. So,
okay.
Yeah, there you go. And then I don't know who plays Omega, but...
I'm sure they mentioned it, but this article we're looking at doesn't say.
Looks interesting. Hope it's not April Fool's.
Oh, awesome.
Well, there's kind of more evidence to suggest that it's not April Fool's, because lo and behold, they're releasing the new driver.
And I am... Fucking getting it! This is the closest I'll get to an actual Amazon belt because the original Amazon belt must be expensive as shit.
Here's the thing.
No such thing.
Here's the thing. The promotional image we're looking at shows only the red-eyed version, which is Omega's, so I'm wondering if maybe the toy they release will be able to switch eye colors.
And that would make sense if they do. But yeah, it's 8,100 yen. Pre-orders start April 1st, and it's going to be an August 2016 release. But I am totally down for this. Also, figure arts, please.
Here's the thing.
I want to pose both of these guys with my Figuarts Amazon.
Here's what really bugs me about this. They've confirmed all this, and yet we don't have any news on a belt of Ichigo from the new movie. Which is badass.
I hope they release this belt. That'd be fucking awesome.
We're in the money.
It looks cool.
You know what I just realized Omega X reminds me of?
Huh?
If you look at the patterns on the side of his helmet and his shoulder pads, he looks like Spider-Man a little.
I love his. Oh, yeah. I love Omega's design so much.
Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man, Spider-Man, Mark Zuckerberg, Spider-Man.
Put in the time.
Mark
Zuckerberg, Spider-Man.
He's a Game Grumps reference. Moving on. This isn't really news, but Gar found this earlier today. If you're looking at the video version, you're looking at the image of Mighty Morphin Power Kart from More Phenomenal Entertainment Systems.
We need to make this a thing.
Best characters are Balkan Skull in the back.
It's amazing piece of fan art of Super
Mario.
Oh my god,
I love that Rita is riding her bike.
I just realized Alpha's in there.
Oh my
really?
God!
Where?
But there's no.
Oh yeah, right there, right
like
beside.
But there's no Tommy.
So yeah, he's a Ranger right there.
Right, you're right.
These are all the Thunder Zords.
Yeah, these are the Thunder Zords.
Bulk and Skull are driving that bus from that one episode.
The one thing I really like is that Goldar's cart kind of looks like King Sphinx.
No, I think it's based
no,
off
it's
the
Cyclopsis.
Yeah,
okay,
that's what
cool.
it is.
That's
yeah.
fine. And Lord Zedd's cart looks like Serpentera.
It's Serpentera, yeah.
I like how Alpha's driving the love bug they had.
Yeah, I was trying to remember what that was, and yes, that is.
This reminds me of a video, though, that Ichi shared on Facebook a long time ago, where it was someone put, like, 100 different video game characters into a Super Mario Kart race.
I saw that.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
You know what?
I hope they fucking actually do that.
That video was actually just a video. That wasn't an actual game. It
yeah.
was an animation.
I like how the putty is the banana peel.
I was about to mention that. Yeah, there's a little banana peel with a putty face
is
on
Yellow
it.
Is Yellow Ranger sticking her tongue?
Yes, so is Red. And they're all like, they're all emoting. They've all got emotes on their mouthpieces.
Except Tommy,
because he's emotionless.
Even Zed kind of looks like he's smiling.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this is the episode where we bring up non-news.
Yeah. Next, actual news. Kamen Rider Agito Blu-ray set announced.
Okay, moving on.
Agito! Damn.
There was like a
Okay, I'm not trying to sound homo or anything, but even today, G3X, Hikawa still looks fucking handsome as shit.
His name is Jun Kaname.
No, I know him as Hikawa or G3X.
Yes. Yeah, so the three main actors promoted this: Toshiki Kasha, who played Agito, Jun Kaname, who played G3, and Yusuke Tomoe, who played Gills.
Basically, Gills on the left, Agito in the middle, G3X on the right. If you're watching the YouTube version.
And apparently, this is the first time these three have reunited since the show ended.
That was 15 years ago, I think.
So, the Blu-ray will be costing 19,800 yen at retail and releasing September 14th.
So basically like $200.
Yeah.
HD version of my favorite Rider series, sweet shit.
Wait, your Agito's your favorite?
Series.
Oh.
As far as series goes, like plotline.
Well, you know what?
Really? Wait, beats Gaim for you?
No, yeah, okay.
It still kind of does. Gaim is in its own kind of
exactly.
echelon.
Gaim is god tier. It's unfair.
Yeah. What other Rider series will you see the Rider punching God in the face?
Spoilers! Whatever, it's been 15 years.
It's just 15 years!
You all have no excuse anymore. All right.
Oh my god, the rum is taking over me.
You're drunker than me.
We saw a poster for the Ninja movie.
Takaharu,
Yakumo, Naki, and Kinchi. Holy shit!
They're wearing suits.
You guys do know this came out like 3 weeks ago. Right?
I didn't show Takaharu on my newsfeed until now.
I hate Takaharu so much, but he looks fucking awesome in
you
his
know
suit.
What he looks like
Naki looks like he needs to comb his hair.
See, the rest of them are just they're wearing suits.
And here's my impression of Kinji, how he looks in the suit. Yeah.
Sit down, Lane.
See, in my opinion, looking at this, the other three, it's just like, they're just wearing suits. Red Ninja, though. He looks like he's from the fucking Yakuza.
Oh, thanks, bud.
Just pulls out a pistol, Moe Tekita.
Moe Tekita.
But no.
Whoa, when the fuck did Sully?
You are drunk.
Hey, yeah.
Okay, so this is a poster for the upcoming Ninja Returns movie that is coming out on my fucking birthday, June 22nd.
It doesn't need to
happen. Yeah, so Ninin Girls vs. Boys Final Wars is the name of the movie. So they revealed the Blu-ray cover. And as we mentioned before, it happens 2 years after the end of the film, just like they said in the last show.
I'm still saying Luna is fucking Kuemon resurrected.
Behind the scenes, essentially, but we talked about that already.
Yeah.
June 22nd release. You can get the regular version. The Blu-ray is 5,500 yen. The DVD is 4,500 yen. The super complete version, which includes a 100-page booklet, is 7,000 for Blu-ray, 6,000 for DVD. Or you can get the ultimate version, the super complete, plus the green nin shuriken version for 9,500 yen for the Blu-ray or 8,500 yen for the DVD.
In the end, Ninja still...
No, in the end, we're still getting it for free.
Yeah. That's true. Well,
you're not supposed to say that.
Without the shuriken. Thank you, Paul. Paul gave me a little shoulder massage.
Massage?
Yeah, massage.
I can't do it properly.
Shoulder massage again?
He slouches his shoulders like a motherfucker.
I'm sorry. I have a horrible posture.
Moving on.
Okay, moving on.
So,
what the fuck is that?
So, I don't know where the fuck you found it, but...
My Power Rangers Facebook group.
What
so,
is it?
There was a scan of upcoming Zuo the World Zord. I forget what it's called. But there was a silhouetted scan that shows, like, the whole Zord, but then the rhino part is silhouetted. But you can clearly see the crocodile and wolf parts of the Zord, which make up the head and the arm.
Wait. So the rhino is the all
rest
the black
of it.
Part.
Yes.
That's gonna be fucking huge.
Yep.
Whoa.
There was also a silhouetted shot of the cube rhinos in its like animal form, but it's basically
Wait,
the same thing.
Does that have different? Does that have different heads on the wolf part?
Yeah.
Like, see on the
you
left there,
the,
there's
yeah,
like
that,
the copper, and that, then on the right is the wolf.
That,
I think
all three emblems are shown on the chest piece of it, which is part of the wolf cube.
I don't know.
Whoa.
This is the sixth Zuoger's Megazord.
Okay, so the sixth ranger of Zuoger is Zuo the World, and he consists of a rhino, an alligator, and a wolf.
Yeah.
So he's all stereotypical sixth ranger colors molded into one.
Is there a, like, tarot thing going on here?
I don't know.
Well, he morphs using a flashlight.
You know what? Let me pull it up just so you can see what he looks like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, so this is Paul seeing Zuo World for the first time. That's Zuo the World.
He looks cool.
Yeah. And his head shifts between all three animal modes.
He looks like a Gokaiger.
A little bit. You see his head shifts between all three
You know
modes.
What? You know what? Okay. You know what? I'm okay with that. That's probably one of my... I'm gonna be really, really downplayed on this because, like, you know, I don't want to go too nuts with it. In terms of, like, the way it's designed and stuff like that, it's very unique. It's very... It's off on its own, and it doesn't very much look like a Sentai. It looks good, and I like it. It's probably one of my favorite Sentai armors that I've seen. I know nothing about the character.
Neither do we.
He hasn't shown up yet.
That being said, there's something about it that's making me just be a little bit cautious about it. Like, I'm just kind of... I'm not gonna get too excited, but that looks really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does look highly cool. Like, honestly, I don't usually like hodgepodge designs. That's really, really, really... Like, look at the one on the far left, if you're watching the video version. That actually looks like something eating the...
Yeah, and then, like
the White Ranger,
the gold part, like folds down to become the other one.
That looks like Beelzemon.
A little bit.
It looks a bit like Beelzemon.
I was gonna say it'd be funny if Guy came back as like another Sixth Ranger, and he's just Zuo the World.
He'd say Zawan.
World.
But you know what I realized about this design now that I look at it? The gold, like the crocodile mode, seeing as it has to like crunch down to make the other mode, when it's in that mode, I think like the jaw sticks out, and I'm actually looking forward to seeing how that looks.
You know what? The one on the far right, I'm looking at the silver part with the red eyes, and I'm thinking to myself, Mechagodzilla?
Yeah, a little.
That's kinda looks the a bit like mode.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like Mechagodzilla.
Anyways,
this guy looks
we've talked about that point.
Yeah,
so.
All right, moving on.
Alright, so silhouetted shot of the Megazord. Interesting.
The cube crocodile looks fucking awesome. Though.
Moving on, we got some official images of SH Figure Arts Ghost Tokan Boost.
Woo!
And he looks snazzy.
No.
Comes with a tiny little sunglass slasher.
Oh, he comes with little icons! That's cute! No.
That gun looks like a Nintendo Zapper.
Well, it's also a sword.
Yeah.
But honestly, if they make, like, I haven't been planning on getting any Ghost Figure Arts, but if they do release Figure Arts Goemon, I have to get Goemon.
No.
And then I will pose him in the Kabuki pose, because that's how he's supposed to be.
No, I was just about to say, like, does he not have a sword? And then it's like, oh,
yeah,
the very first picture.
Yeah, the first picture shows the sword. For
yeah, no, absolutely it'll come with the sword.
Yeah, it comes with the sword and sunglass slasher in both gun and sword modes, two ghost icons, and a set of interchangeable hands. Costs 58.32 yen at retail and set for an August release.
Jeez, that's a fucking long time away.
Yeah.
Oh, he looks cool in the hood, though.
Oh, yeah, they always look cool with the hoods up.
What's funny was I was listening to an episode, old episode of Cast Ranger today, and I was complaining. We were like talking about like pre Ghost and like all the what we knew at the time, and I complained about him having his hood off all the time.
Yeah.
But then Raven was like, he has his hood on in all the other forms, so like,
yeah,
you don't need to complain.
That's how they offset it.
Yeah.
Anyways, moving on. Because I mentioned it plenty, let's talk about the Wind Spectre full package.
Who fucking cares?
I care. These look awesome.
No,
I don't
the
know
real
who,
one's stupid.
I don't know who they are, but they look awesome.
36
maybe we should watch an episode of
let's,
a couple episodes.
Yeah,
of these.
We'll do an episode where we talk about Wind Spectre.
Yeah.
So SH Figure Arts Wind Spectre series is confirmed that it's getting a full package option set, which comes with all their weapons and equipment.
Whoa.
Includes backpacks and additional weapons for all three Wind Spectres. There's a mention that the original Wind Spectre toy line did include these weapons, but we don't have any details on this new set about price or release date, but
oh,
it's happening.
E.G.?
Yeah.
I thought you'd be interested to know. You know Super Dead Heat?
Yeah.
So the figure was released recently, but Keizo did a video where he attached the Machine Chaser, like, additional, like, the wings onto Super Dead Heat.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so that's cool. I'm kind of tempted to get that figure.
That's neat.
Because, like, it is a kind of a shame on drive, but it's still cool. Anyway, sorry.
Next bit of interesting news. This was really cute.
Oh, yeah.
So, Nao Nagasawa, who played Hurricane Blue in Hurricanger, is now a mother. And she made a post recently about how she's watching Hurricanger with her son. So he can grow up thinking his mommy is a hero.
That's adorable.
Wait, go back up. Go back up to the pictures. It's amazing to know that her actor was in Forze. As Gentaro's new replacement head teacher.
Oh, yeah, the kick lady?
Let's see here.
Yeah.
There's her from the series, the Aberranger crossover, Bokanger versus Super Sentai, the Gokaiger crossover, and Hurricanger 10 years after.
Right, because the Hurricanger stole back their powers, right?
No, they were like, hey, we'll help you, but we want our powers.
Yeah, yeah, so they stole back their powers.
No, they...
They flat out stole them from
Yeah, they stole them.
When they gave them to them.
No, they stole them up front. They gave them back to them later on purpose.
But they stole them at first because they're like, we want our powers back. Yeah, they stole from pirates.
Anyway...
So yeah, this was mentioned in a tweet by Nao Nagasawa, and it's pretty cute.
Is that it for news?
I believe Gar has some editorials to make.
Oh, yes. So
no, let me explain, all motherfucker. Right. So I wasn't here last week, and the last thing you guys mentioned in Extra Extra was the announcement of Ultraman Orb.
Nobody cares about Ultraman.
Exactly, I'm the only one that cares.
I like Tiga!
Anyway.
It doesn't count.
The picture that you guys were describing, you guys believe that was Ultraman Orb.
I have no idea. That's what the article
had. It was Ultraman X and his newest movie next with the original Antiga.
Yeah. I would like to just quickly comment, I knew it was X.
Then why didn't you say it?
Because, whatever, it's Ultraman. I'm sorry.
Wait, if you knew, you should have said something.
Yeah, dick.
I'm sorry.
Made me look bad.
Yeah, you made...
Maybe I wanted you to look bad.
Is there
stupid dog!
No, all that we got is they trademarked the picture, and we have the what the title logo will look
like. Okay, just put that up on the pictures then. Is that it for news now? Yes, it is.
Maybe.
Save it for next week.
Yeah. AOH.
Take it away. Thanks everyone for listening.
Sparse news day.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Pretty average news day. News week. Whatever. Thank you all for listening, and we'll hear you on Cast Ranger
Proper. And you haven't seen the last of Prunkcaster.
Yes, sure. They have.